WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning, the morning of 50s night. The big broadcast starts here on WBSM at 3 p.m., 3 to midnight. We're going to have all the music for you before, during, and after the event that's happening downtown. Joe Jesus's 50s night returns to downtown New Bedford. 5:30 is when the festivities are officially going to kick off, but people will be downtown before that. So if you get down there a little bit early, you're still going to see plenty of cars and plenty of fun and all of that. Be prepared, though. The roads do close early. If you're going to be going downtown and you need somewhere to park, I would recommend using the Elm Street Garage. I don't know if you can get to the Zeitarian Garage. I'm not sure. But I don't think so. I think it's closed off even on the, and well, maybe. But for sure, I would recommend the Elm Street Garage. And then it's easy, you know, it's easy off Route 18, easy back on Route 18 as everybody is trying to pull out later on from their parking spaces. So WBSM will be stationed outside of Family Dollar on Purchase Street, where we always are. Matt and Sierra will be there. They'll be handing out bottles of water if you get overheated or dehydrated. And they'll be giving away Doobie Brothers tickets. I know it's not a 50s act, but, you know, we try to find a concert that is fitting for, you know, the older folks that will want to be going down to 50s night. I mean, I don't think anybody down there wants Kesha tickets. Right? That doesn't seem like the Kesha crowd. But so, yes, we'll be giving away Doobie Brothers tickets. And the best part about it is you can get it all right on the WBSM app. So start listening at 3 o'clock on the app. Go downtown. Keep the app running while you're walking around downtown. You've got the soundtrack as you're walking around seeing all these cars. Then, you know, when you get to where a band is performing, you can just turn your app down and listen to the band. And then when you walk away, you can turn the app back up. And then on the way home, you've got 50s music and you've got it all the way until you go to bed. And so, you know, this hour, I'm going to open up the phones a little bit here if anybody wants to chime in. And this goes to people who were both alive in the 50s, who might have grown up in the 50s, and also people who just have an affinity for the decade, like myself. You know, I wasn't born until 1978, but I still have always considered the 50s to be one of my favorite decades in terms of, you know, the pop culture of it. The music, the movies, the TV, the cartoons, the books, the way that it was, you know, you look back now and there's kind of like this idealized version of America in the 1950s, but there was a lot of different things going on in that time period. But they just don't get as much attention because it wasn't as tumultuous as the 1960s when a lot of the stuff that started in the 50s came to a head. So it's a very interesting time in history. But I'm mostly in it for the pop culture aspect of it. I always loved the TV shows. And I heard about them growing up as a kid. You know, I'd be a young kid, 6, 7 years old. My parents would talk about shows like Mr. Ed. They'd talk about shows like I Love Lucy. I mean, I Love Lucy was a different. You could see I Love Lucy on TV. But I would hear about the Honeymooners, but I had never seen the Honeymooners because the Honeymooners was on at like 11 o'clock at night in the reruns. So it wasn't until I was an older kid that I got to actually watch those. And I said, these are just as funny as everybody said that they were. And I had only known Jackie Gleason from like The Toy, the movie The Toy. And And so I had heard about all these different shows. And then in 1985, when Nick at Night premiered, and now I could watch those shows, well, I just fell in love with them all. I mean, I didn't care what they were about. Like, I would just watch them because I was fascinated at this glimpse, albeit an idealized one, but fascinated at this glimpse into what life was like in the 1950s. And so when I was younger, I can't get punished for this anymore. My parents can't ground me or anything anymore. I'm too old. You're going to follow our rules where you live under our roof. Well, I don't live under your roof, so you can't do anything to me now. But when I was younger, my mom would go to bed, I don't know, like 9, 10 o'clock at night. And my dad at the time had a early morning job. He would get up very early in the morning and go off to one job and then come home, take a shower, and go off to his other job. And so that very early morning job, you know, he's getting up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. He didn't want to disturb my mom, so he would sleep downstairs on the couch so that, and I think really he just kind of passed out on the couch because he was so tired from working two jobs. And so he would fall asleep on the couch. And he would have the TV on. So I would sneak downstairs and put the TV on Nick at Night and just watch those shows until, like, I knew he was going to get up at 3 a.m. So, like, at 2:30, I'd go back up into my room. And I'd sleep from 2:30 to 6:30 and then get up and go to school. I've always just been a person that slept, like, 4 or 5 hours. And so then, eventually, he started, you know, once everybody got acclimated to his schedule, he started sleeping back up in his bed because, you know, he wasn't going to wake up my mom up anymore. So he would go up there. So I would then sneak down and just, you know, when they went to bed, I'd go down and I'd just start watching Nick at Night. And I'd watch other things like old Universal horror films and things like that. But I would just be up all night watching those shows. And eventually Nick at Night got to the point where, like, you had this block of shows and then it would repeat until 6 a.m. So it might be from like 8 p.m. until 12 p.m. they ran the shows. But then from 12 to 3, 12 to 4, whatever, you know, but then it would repeat. So when it would repeat, I would just go upstairs. And, you know, they say a lack of sleep stunts your growth. Maybe that's why I never got to 6 feet. Anyway, what is your favorite part of the 1950s? 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. There are some other things we can talk about in the news. I had mentioned earlier, 6 people arrested in connection with a murder that happened earlier this year in New Bedford. May 26th, 21-year-old Kimberl Gedeon was shot and killed in New Bedford. 6 people arrested in connection. And the DA's office just gave us the information. Like, we didn't get these arrests as they were happening. These folks have already been arraigned. So this was something that was not publicized. They didn't put out a press release as this was going on. So I don't really have details on their arrests or anything like that. But we have 3 of the 6 charged with murder and being held without bail. An 18-year-old, a 33-year-old, and a 17-year-old, all of Fall River. Elias Ramos, 18. William Allen Robinson, 33. And Dariel Encarnacion Cavertier, 17. Also charged was 30-year-old Akari Jones of New Bedford, charged with accessory after the fact to murder. And because he was already on bail from another case in New Bedford, a narcotics case, this new crime, this new charge, meant that his bail on that was revoked, so now he's being held. Naziah Davis, 19, of New Bedford, charged with assault and battery by discharge of a firearm and carrying a firearm without a license. And Keishla Martinez Mata, 19, of Fall River, charged with assault and battery by discharge of a firearm and carrying a firearm without a license. So this was the case of the 21-year-old man that was found after shots were fired in the area of Bedford Street and South 7th Street. And Kimberl Gedeon was found on the sidewalk suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. We really haven't gotten anything else regarding the crime or the investigation. And another story that I know, and I'm sorry, I hate having to share animal cruelty stories, but it's part of the news today. And it's just horrific. A New Bedford woman is facing animal cruelty charges after police found two deceased cats in her vehicle, but were able to rescue a third. So the police were patrolling, and they responded to Ciabra Foods on Rockdale Avenue in the South End to assist animal control with the report of animals trapped inside of a vehicle. And they saw a black cat moving inside the vehicle, but were also hit with what police called an overwhelming foul odor emanating from within. And so the animal control officer tested the temperature inside the car, 106 degrees Fahrenheit in the front seat and 131 degrees in the rear. And this cat was somehow still alive in those unbearable conditions. I mean, I've got the air conditioning running in the room where my cat lives when, you know, because I close the doors to the other rooms when I'm not home. And so he's got this one big room with the air conditioning running, and it's probably 70 degrees in there. You know, it's not ice cold, but it's cooler. It's certainly cooler than if it was room temperature, you know, the outside temperature. So, and like, I'll go home and he'll just be so dramatic. He'll be meowing at me and he'll just like flop on the floor like, oh, I'm so put out by this. I'm like, well, listen, this cat was in 131 degree heat and he survived. You're going to be fine in 70 degree weather. But and I don't think he's hot. I think he's just seeking attention. But there were also two deceased cats in the vehicle that had apparently been deceased for weeks. For several weeks, according to police. The owner of the vehicle arrived at the car, told the officers that the three cats had been living inside the vehicle. She said she left the car parked for about 2 hours with an electric fan running and food and water inside. Well, if those cats have been deceased for weeks, I don't think the fan was helping them at that point. I don't think they were eating any of the food or drinking the water. But at least that third cat was able to survive, was taken a forever paws, and is currently available for adoption. Beautiful black cat. You can see a photo at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But this woman, Brandy Lee Mosher, was arrested and charged with animal cruelty. Four counts of animal cruelty. And unfortunately, we get too many of these cases that we have to talk about here. Remember last year, last summer, there was the guy in New Bedford that had something like, what was it, 61 dogs? Or was it 26? I don't remember. I'll have to find the story. But it was a lot of dogs for an apartment. I mean, I don't know how anybody could look at an animal, look at a cat and say, yeah, I'm going to lock you in a car where I know it's going to be 131 degrees. Maybe she didn't know it was going to be that hot, but you know what happens in a car on a hot day like Tuesday was. And thank God that they found this cat, because that one surviving cat would not have made it through yesterday, I'm sure, or today. Just horrific, absolutely horrific. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And that's the Cadillacs, one of the songs you'll hear later on tonight. during 50s night during our big broadcast. And when that song, when I first heard that song, or maybe when I first listened to the lyrics, anyway, I had a bus driver and his name was Mr. Earl Friedebone. And he would say, like, my name's Mr. Earl. You can just call me Mr. Earl. And so that's what we all called him, Mr. Earl. And then when I heard that song and I heard the lyrics, I was like, wait, they often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mr. Earl. So one time I got on the bus and I just, you know, being a smartass, I said, Mr. Earl, is that your real name or do they call you Speedo? And he's like, he looked at me and he said, that's why I call myself Mr. Earl, because of that song. And I was like, oh, all right, okay. I remember nobody liked him at first. They thought that he was way too mean and strict, but he turns out it was kind of just an act. He was a good guy. It's time to go into the news. When we come back on the other side of the news, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. You know what? Before we go to the news, though, while we're talking about fun stuff, have you had a chance to stop by Brack's Grill and Tap in Brockton or Taunton or Brack's Tavern in Middleborough and tried some of their all-new summer drinks? Frozen drinks, cocktails, mocktails, frozen coconut mudslides, watermelon Hugo spritzers, and so many more summertime favorites. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Even though it's going to be muggy today, it's going to be a beautiful weekend, Friday, Saturday. Why not get out to Brack's and enjoy some of their outdoor seating? Or if you're heading to Newport for the weekend, stop by Brack's Cafe and start your day with coffee, bakery items, sandwiches, and more. To find out more, just go to BracksGrillAndTap.com. You can find all the information there. Visit Brack's Grill and Tap in Brockton or Taunton, the all-new Brack's Tavern in Middleborough, and Brack's Cafe on Bellevue Avenue in Newport. All right, so we are going to go in the news. On the other side of that, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. And because it's Thursday, we'll have our Brain Freeze Question of the Week, your chance to win a porch sampler. So that's all coming up right after we get the latest headlines from Mike Roberts.
COVID is on the rise in California once again. More Americans are anxious about money and a large meteorite up for sale.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Levels of the COVID virus very high in California right now. The Sacramento region, the Bay Area region, and the Central Valley have high levels of the virus in their wastewater.
This message isn't meant to alarm anyone or to cause panic or to give you PTSD from the last few years. It's really meant as a reminder that COVID is very, very varied right now.
UCSF infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Chin Hong says some people are experiencing mild symptoms while others are still falling seriously ill. Many recent COVID-19 cases are linked to new variants called Nimbus, most notable for causing what's described as a razor blade throat, along with fever, body aches, and cough. According to a new report, real estate investors from China are the largest group of foreign buyers of residential property in the United States. According to the National Association of Realtors, Chinese clients purchased nearly $14 billion worth of homes in the U.S. between April 2024 and March of this year. That's an 83% jump from the previous year, California topping the list of states with 36% of all residential transactions completed by Chinese nationals. That's more than any other foreign group. Police in Los Angeles are investigating after a former American Idol executive and her husband were fatally shot. Police say Robin Kay and her husband, Thomas DeLuca, were murdered by a suspected burglar, Raymond Budarian, at their home late last week. He was arrested on Tuesday. Detectives think Budarian burglarized the house while the couple was away and was still there when they returned home and found him. Speculation on the future of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell had Wall Street experiencing whiplash yesterday.
Initial reports that Trump's firing of Powell seemed imminent came out during morning trading, sparking a mini sell-off. But when Trump clarified that he had no plans to fire Powell, the markets quickly rebounded, proving the old axiom that investors like certainty. The president has been highly critical of Powell's refusal to cut interest rates. I'm Brian Shook.
And more Americans say they're anxious about money.
The new survey from Northwestern Mutual found that nearly 70% of respondents were feeling anxiety and depression over financial uncertainty. That's an 8% increase from 2023. Financial experts say those worried about money should consider opening an emergency savings account that would cover up to 6 months' worth of expenses. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The biggest chunk of Mars ever found on Earth sold for $5.3 million at auction yesterday. Sotheby's in New York said the winning bidder wishes to remain anonymous for now. It was found in the Sahara Desert in 2023 and is more than twice the size of any other known Martian rock. Sotheby's says the meteorite has a reddish-brown fusion crust, which gives the item an unmistakable Martian hue.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox have one more day of rest before trying to add to their 10-game winning streak. The Red Sox open up a 3-game series against the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. Tomorrow afternoon's first pitch is set for 2:20.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
One more toasty day here for the South Coast, and then things finally even out toward the end of the week. But getting through today, first, we wake up to a couple clouds, some patchy fog, and temperatures in the low to mid 70s. This afternoon, you guys know the deal already. Low 80s for the coast, mid to upper 80s inland, feeling like we could get into the mid 90s at times. So make sure you're drinking plenty of water and taking breaks in the AC when you can. That heat advisory goes till 7 p.m. tonight, and then we're done. But we're also looking out for a stray shower, even a thunderstorm possible as we move through the day, looking at the first round possible as we get into the early afternoon, and then another potential chance as we move into the later evening. I'm talking about 9, 10 o'clock or so. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
No. And I think I needed a longer visit from Mr. Sandman last night. Didn't get enough sleep, and that's why I totally boned it and hit the commercial instead of hitting the music for the Gen X file. So I apologize for making you wait a little bit longer. I know you're anxiously awaiting not only the latest edition of the Gen X files, but also your chance to win a porch sampler from McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven with the brain freeze question of the week. So I won't waste any more time. Let's get right to it.
The Gen X files.
All right, I know it's 50s night, but let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. Actor Donald Sutherland, who you know is also the father of Kiefer Sutherland, is 90 years old today. Don't Hassle the Hoff, Knight Rider and Baywatch star David Hasselhoff is 73. TV producer Mark Burnett, the man behind Survivor, Shark Tank, and The Apprentice, turns 65. Heather Langenkamp, who did battle with Freddy Krueger in the Nightmare on Elm Street films and also starred on Just the 10 of Us, is 61. It is a most excellent birthday for Bill S. Preston Esquire, as actor Alex Winter is 60. And actress Billy Lord, the daughter of Star Wars Carrie Fisher, is 33 today. On this date in 1955, Disneyland was dedicated and opened by Walt Disney in Anaheim, California. In 1984, the national drinking age in the United States was changed from 18 to 21.
Thought it this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry.
July 17th, 1992, the first night of a North American tour by Guns N' Roses, Metallica, and Faith No More opened at RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C. And I can tell you, everybody that I knew wanted to go to that tour. And I knew a number of people that actually did, even though I was in ninth grade at the time.
Whatever I said, whatever.
1995, Robbie Williams left Take That during the middle of the British boy band's Nobody Else tour. The singer-songwriter launched his solo career the following year with a cover of George Michael's Freedom. Take That scored 6 UK number one singles and 2 number one albums with Robbie in the group. As a solo artist, Williams went on to score 7 UK number one singles, and all but one of his 14 studio albums reached number one in the UK. On this date in 1999, Destiny's Child hit number one with Bills, Bills, Bills. And you might have had some high bills by the time you got around to July 17th, 2002. At least when it came down to your how much money you were spending on iTunes, because the Apple iPod second generation was released less than a year after the original iPod debuted. In 2004, half of the 4,500 people in the audience walked out of a Linda Ronstadt show at the Aladdin Resort and Casino in Las Vegas after the singer dedicated an encore of Desperado to filmmaker Michael Moore and urged the crowd to see his film Fahrenheit 9/11. That's the Gen X Files for July 17th, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where you can win one now for free if you are the first to answer our Brain Freeze question of the week correctly. So I mentioned Robbie Williams, and a few years ago, there was a film that came out about his life called Better Man. And in that movie, how is Robbie Williams portrayed? The first person that has the answer to that question at 508-996-0500 wins a free porch sampler from McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream. That is your Gen X Files, and sorry that I screwed up and didn't save the commercials to play now so that I could have those playing while somebody was trying to answer the question. I'm an idiot. That's what happens when you leave work at 10:30 at night and got to be back at 5:30 the next morning. And then I got a haircut yesterday too, as part of the things I was doing during the day. And that means you got to take a shower before you go to bed, right? You can't just lay in the bed with a hair after getting a haircut. You're going to get hair all over the bed. So then that just added on more time before I could crash. So anyway, but it'll all be worth it tonight when that 50s music fires off and you get to hear all those great sounds of the 50s from 3 to midnight here on WBSM, on the WBSM app, WBSM.com. So whether you're listening on AM or FM, some people are going to want to listen on AM because they're going to want it to sound as authentically 1950s as possible. But also, these are pretty good quality. They're pretty good quality recordings of these songs. So the better the quality, the better it'll sound in your ears. Let me. I think I got somebody that wants to answer the Brain Freeze question of the week. So let me do this. We'll be back in a few moments.
If you're caring for one of the 16 million Americans living with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, you probably have many questions. COPD makes it harder to breathe and worsens over time. As a caregiver, you may juggle many roles. Being connected to the right resources can help. That's why the Learn More, Breathe Better program and Respiratory Health Association created the COPD Caregivers Toolkit. This free toolkit will help you better understand the disease, prepare for doctor's appointments, navigate home life changes, help after a COPD flare-up, and stay mentally and physically healthy through it all. Help your loved one live better with COPD. Visit nhlbi.nih.gov/COPD-caregivers.
All right, and congratulations to Nathan. He had the right answer to our Brain Freeze question of the week. In the movie Better Man, how was Robbie Williams portrayed? He was portrayed he was a chimpanzee in the movie. So a lot of people kind of dumped on that narrative choice. They said, why would you do that? And really, they kind of explain it right at the beginning of the movie, which, by the way, it's a great film. It was really one of the better movies I've seen in recent years. I enjoyed it a lot. And he was very honest about himself. Now, Robbie Williams has gone a little bit crazy over the years. Really big believer in UFOs, by the way, and psychic abilities and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I follow the stuff that he does. I think he had a paranormal show on TV. But he says at the beginning of the movie that that's kind of how he always saw himself, as like this ugly primate amongst regular people. Like subhuman. And the CGI chimpanzee that they use in the film is very expressive, and it's really well done. But it was definitely different. And I think that was what made people shy away from seeing the film in the theaters. But I watched it on streaming and I said, this was such a good movie. And another big reason why it probably didn't do so well, at least here in the United States, is people don't really know Robbie Williams. They don't really know Take That. You know, Robbie Williams had a couple solo hits. He had, Millennium and something like Rock DJ or something like that. So people will recognize those songs, but they probably don't recognize him. They might recognize, Back for Good, but they might not know Take That. Because Take That was kind of the band that brought back those boy bands. That was the inspiration that led to, your NSYNC and your Backstreet Boys and all that. Because Take That and Spice Girls, they were kind of leading the pop charge in England. And then obviously, it carried over here in the United States. So anyway, it's a good film, worth your time. I think it's on HBO Max if you want to see it for yourself. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Participation trophy wife says I had stumped her with that question there. Let's take a phone call here. Hold on there. There we go. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, my friend.
How you doing?
Good. When you were getting down your first hour towards the end there, when you were talking about the Far River Fire and the fact that like Taunton and so many other places are already up doing, they're going across their cities. That's a follow-up from what you and I were talking about yesterday. As tragic as that was, maybe the rest of the state and the region go and take a look and say, wait a minute, we really need to get on top of this. Let's see what, make sure there's plans, structures, make sure there's no structural deficiencies that would restrict someone with their physical limitations. Something could be learned from this.
Right, and that'll all be done, by the inspectors and the firefighters and all that.
Exactly.
This is even just making sure that they're educating the residents, because as I guess you learned from this, unfortunately, is the staff can't be counted on to be the ones to get the residents out when there's not enough staff. So the residents have to know themselves the best options that they have.
Exactly. Like so say you have someone who just has one of them strollers. They kind of get along, but they're not quite like totally disabled, like not wheelchair, but obviously scared, fear. But if there's someone right across the hall who's actually in halfway decent, so you have like that buddy system, all those things. Oh, absolutely. I'm on that. Hey, for you guys, have you guys considered, and maybe going forward, since you guys always had that same location, if weather ever becomes an intimate, get with Michelle at the vault where you guys can possibly set up like just on the inside there, so you could still be seen through the glass, but you would be just on the inside there.
I think that's what they've got, some vendors that go over there. I think it's because they need access to the electricity or something. But that's where they usually have some of the food carts.
You're right. Last year, that's right. Michelle and her people had that. So there was one vendor, and then the vault had their own little people. You're right.
Yep. Yeah, we bring our power inverter and just plug into the van. So
yeah. So I'll be there to harass you as usual.
Well, I won't be there, so be nice to the street team, kids.
Wait a minute. You're not going to be at 50 night?
No. I agreed to go to a concert with my friend and didn't realize that was going to be 50s night, because, usually the third Thursday's in the 20s.
You just blew my day, man.
You'll have plenty of other chances to harass me, Phil.
Like all that raw stuff I can say to you and get away with.
You'll get plenty of other chances.
Oh, man. Tim.
I'm sorry.
I wasted a couple of days of energy. And then I had to be honest and say, no, I've got to be careful what I say on air if he interviews me, because I don't want to get in trouble with the FCC. I even thought about that. You made me have a conscience, and now you're not even going to be there?
Well, you can save it for the next time you see me.
All right, have a good one.
You as well. Take care. All right, we got to take a break here. When we come back on the other side, if we got some time, 508-996-0500. In the next hour, we should be connecting with a guest regarding Cape Verdean Heritage Month, and then we'll take more of your calls then as well. But we're going to keep spinning some music of the 50s as well as we get you ready for 50s night tonight, downtown New Bedford and here on WBSM. We'll be right back.
Don't talk back. You just
put on your Welcome back in. Yaggity yag, don't talk back. Well, but talking back is what we're here for. So you can talk back to us, 508-996-0500. There's rumors going around. I don't know if it's true, but there's rumors going around that the new Popeye's Chicken in Wareham is set to open this weekend. It's been a long odyssey for that Popeye's Chicken to open. But I don't know anything about it. I haven't been over there. I don't even know where they are in the building process. It's going to be over near where the Walmart is. So take that for what you will, but if you are someone who lives in the area and you've been wanting Popeye's Chicken, it's coming sooner rather than later, I guess. I don't love Popeye's Chicken, but they have a really good macaroni and cheese. So when you're looking for some carbs, it's a good macaroni and cheese there. We're going to take a break for the news. We're going to get your ABC news and then your South Coast news with Mike Roberts. On the other side of that, we're going to be talking about Cape Verdean Heritage Month. And then we'll take more of your calls at 508-996-0500. We will take your app chat messages, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Make sure you have that app ready to go for 50s night tonight at 3 o'clock. Just make sure if you don't already have the app open, listening to Barry,